Tobias said, "Here today I will not eat or drink unless you first confirm my petition and promise to give Sarah your daughter to me." When Raguel heard this word, he became afraid, knowing what he had befallen those seven men who had approached her. And he began to fear, lest it might happen to him also in the same way. And since he wavered and gave no further response to the petition, the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid to give her to this one, because this one fears God. He is obliged to join your daughter, because of this one, no other one could have her." Then Raguel said, "I do not doubt that God has admitted my prayers and tears before his sight. And I believe, therefore, that he has caused you to come to me so that this one might be joined in marriage to one of her own kindred according to the law of Moses. And now, do not continue to doubt that I will give her to you." And taking the right hand of his daughter, he gave it into the right hand of Tobias, saying, "May the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob be with you, and may he join you together in marriage and fulfill his blessing in you." And taking paper, they made a written record of marriage, and after this day they feasted, blessing God. And Raguel called his wife Anna to him, and he instructed her to prepare another bedroom. And she brought her daughter Sarah into it, and she was weeping. And she said to her, "Be steadfast in spirit, my daughter. May the Lord of heaven give you gladness in place of grief that you have had to endure." In truth, after they had dined, they introduced the young man to her. And so Tobias, remembering the word of the angel, took part of the liver from his bag and placed it over the live coals. Then the angel Raphael caught the demon and bound him in the desert of Upper Egypt. Then Tobias exhorted the virgin, and he said to her, "Sarah, get up and let us pray to God this day and tomorrow and the following day, for during these 3 nights we are being joined with God. And then when the third night has passed, we ourselves be joined together. For certainly we are the children of the saints, and we must not be joined together in such manner as the heathens who are ignorant of God." And so, rising up together, they both prayed earnestly at the same thing that health might be given to them. And Tobias said, "Lord, the God of our fathers, may the heavens and earth bless you, and the sea and the fountains and the rivers and all creatures that are in them. You formed Adam from mud of the earth, and you gave Eve to him as a helper. And now, O Lord, you know that I take my sister in conjugal union, not by reason of worldly pleasure, but solely for the love of posterity, in which your name may be blessed forever and ever." Sarah likewise said, "Be merciful to us, O Lord, be merciful to us, and let us grow all together in health." And it happened about the time of roosters growing that Raguel ordered his servants to be summoned, and they went out with him together to dig a grave. For he said, "Lest perhaps in the same way it may have happened to him as it did also to other seven men who approached her." And when they had prepared the pit, Raguel returned to his wife and said to her, "Send one of your maids and let her see if he is dead, so that I may bury him before the dawn of day." And so she sent one of her maidservants, who entered the bedroom and discovered them safe and unharmed, sleeping both together. And returning, she reported the good news, and they blessed the Lord, Raguel especially, and his wife Anna. And then they said, "We bless you, O Lord of Israel, because it has not happened that in that way we thought it might. For you have acted in your mercy toward us, and you have excluded from us the enemy who pursued us.